Blog Talk Radio. All right. Peace, everybody. Peace, 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 peace. Now, hold on, because we know we had technical difficulties yesterday. Listen, I need somebody to do a test call. I'm going to get this out the way first, real quick, so I know what I need to do from here. I'm going to edit this out, though, when this is over. So I need somebody to do a test call before I go any further, please. All right. Y'all see that number right there? I need a test call, please. Somebody call in real quick. And we're going to get right into it. All right? Let's do it. So a lot has been going on today. A lot has been going on today. What's up? What up, Kenesha? What's going on? All right. Hold on one second. Let me mute this real quick. All right, Brooklyn to Cali, what's good? Thank you for the test call. Are you there, brother?
What's good? I'm here. Can you hear me? I'm outside getting this cardio on, but I'm listening to the show.
Okay, I want to see if the people can hear you. Everybody, please press one if you can hear my boy. Please say something again,
y'all can
family.
Hear me, press one.
Please press one if you can hear him so we can get the show started, y'all. Bamboos, I see you, baby face. Carlandra. That's hard to pronounce, or maybe my mouth just dropped. Can anybody hear him? Please press so they can hear you.
What they saying? Oh, so can they hear me?
Yeah, they said they can hear you, so that's great. What's your thoughts before you go so we can get right into it? What's your thoughts, King? What's your thoughts about how you feel about Jake? Oh, they saying they can't hear you. O-M to the G.
They can't hear me?
Nope. So I'm gonna do the other phone number then. So that's fine. That's fine. That's cool. I just want to make sure. I appreciate you, King, though.
All right. I'll call back.
All right. Peace.
What's up?
Now, do y'all see what I'm saying about paying $40 for Blog Talk? Y'all see that? I told y'all yesterday about Blog Talk. I need to find another service to where as I got, you know what I mean? I can have y'all queued up like Blog Talk. For some reason, it always fuck up. So I'm going to open the other line. I'm going to delete all this stuff once this live is over. So when the newcomers, they get just, when they click on it, it get right into the subject at hand. All right. Let me just open this real quick. I'm very sorry, y'all. And I did everything I could before I got on. And it's still acting up. So $40 down the fucking drain. Okay? Down the drain. Anywho, let's get to the subject at hand. All right. Thank y'all for tuning in. Please share that I'm on. Let's go. Now, there's a lot of backlash for Jay Prince. We're going to read it again. And then we're going to go into the videos. I don't feel like reading all this shit, but I'll do it anyhow. He says, the Prince family would like to send our condolences to the family and friends of A Beautiful Soul. Take off. The Houstonians and families around the world, this one breaks my heart because Takeoff was a brother, a son, a role model, and a God-loving human being. Grief is the price of love. A bill people across the globe are paying right now as we mourn this loss. I've been knowing Takeoff, Quavo, and Offset for many years, and there has been nothing but mutual love for one another, and that ain't going to ever change where we are concerned. This shouldn't have happened. This shouldn't have ever happened in our city. This shouldn't have been recorded, and this damn sure shouldn't be circulating across social media for family, friends, and fans to see. As I write this, I'm angry about the lack of love and respect we have for one another as a race, which keeps bringing us back to the same tragic place of black-on-black killing. They say Satan is the author of confusion, and right now there are a lot of lies and false narratives being spread by media whores. I consider myself a man that's quick to listen and slow to speak. Therefore, to whomever is responsible for putting that bullet in my little nephew's head, okay, I let that marinate every time I read that part, but let's continue, and I will address that. In my little nephew's head, let it be known that you can't hide behind me, beside me, or anywhere near me because I don't tolerate dumb shit. I speak these words not knowing whose bullet is responsible for his death. Now, I'm not saying this man lying, and this is just from my observation looking in. And he says, I speak these words not knowing whose bullet is responsible for his death. This was a private party. A lot of people know each other in that was in that setting. You understand what I'm saying? Now, granted, that's a public place. People could have been just coming off the street knowing that it's a private party and come upstairs instead of going into the establishment. So let's put all of those things into play. However, somebody knows, more than one person knows exactly what happened. What's his name? Shakur Stevenson. Come on, bro. He was right there. He's not going to say anything, and we have to understand, just like when we watched the first 48, right? And the detectives get mad that the streets is, you know, it's hard to get somebody to basically say who did it because they know they got to go back to the hood. They got to go back into those streets. So people are reluctant to say something. So let's put all of these things, you know, and I'm trying to be fair. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to just think one side or one dimensional. We got to look at all aspects of why we don't know who did what so far. But, you know, the ones who's there, they know who did it. And just like Biggie said to Pac, you're supposed to be the king of New York, right? You should know who shot me. You know what I'm saying? So, and I would think, rightfully so, people would say, hey, you know, you the big dog of Houston. You know what I mean? Big dog, nigga, you know something, you know? But at the end of the day, when you know how to play chess, certain things you just don't say to the public. So, again, I try to look at this shit from any way possible, okay? But let's continue. I will repeat that sentence again. He said, I speak these words not knowing whose bullet is responsible for his death. With that being said, the root of this tragedy is foolish. It has to be, excuse me, owned by this fool. I got to drink something. Hold on. My mouth is kind of dry. So excuse me. I will sum this up by saying a gun in the hands of any human that closes his eyes to shoot, it doesn't have the proper skills of operating that gun, is dangerous, and the results usually end with innocent people who had nothing to do with the altercation being shot or killed. The homies in Georgia and around the world that got love for Takeoff like we do know this. Let's change the narrative in our culture by putting an end to every argument or disagreement resulting in violence. It's okay to live. Let live to see another day. Rest in peace, Takeoff. So we're going to go to certain comments, and there's a video that just got put up a little while ago or whatever. Well, it's just new to me about somebody actually went to the scene. So hold on. Your son ain't mourn shit. Walk right past the man body like he wasn't shit. That's absolutely true. That's why I say let's kind of differentiate. Well, people who may know more intricate details than you and I, people that could have done business with them before or rubbed shoulders with them before, or people from Houston may know some things. And, you know, certain people say, you know, people say the real shit. But me, my perspective, I don't want to personally add the big homie, like, you know, Jay Prince Sr., because the man wasn't there, you know? And I don't want to put full responsibility on that man. You know, you can always teach your kids morals, street code, how to move, but the outside influence or the name in reputation the father carries, you know, the child try to live up to that, even though that man, however his reputation may be what it is, that he don't play, but also he's intellectual, strategic, and business-minded. You understand what I'm saying? So I think certain things may be, from the outside looking in, that his kids, his son, is not going accordingly. So that whole situation with that, what happened, even with Duke the Jeweler, I will mainly put that responsibility on the junior. I don't want to say Jay Prince. I'm going to be honest. This is my perspective. Because I know that man, if he's teaching the world on how to move and how to, you know, strategically move and do business, da 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 da, I can guarantee you he did it to his son. You always want your son to move like you, especially when you do shit right. So let's try to put all this in perspective. At least I'm trying to, not to play with anybody else's intellectual capabilities. Nigga trying to be all smart with the words and shit, but any motherfucking who. Ain't nobody trying to read that MLK Jr. speech. Folks want to see what you stand on. People have, I can't knock it. That's true. Talk to your sons because they think they you. Ask your son. He was there. It was a private party by your family in which people were screamed. Key word here. Screamed for weapons. So the only ones with guns were your security. People have right to give their legitimate assumption, legitimate speculation here. We seen Junior walk right past his body. Happened on y'all watch. So where's the request to find the shooter? This is your city. Where was his protection? Yeah, you mad because it shows your son running away, leaving old boy shot on the ground like nothing. Excuse me. Either way, he died with mob ties crew around him. So shit, what's a post supposed to do? Mob ties killed Takeoff. Facts. And let me just say, all of these things are allegations. Everybody have that amendment right for freedom of speech. You dig? Let me read this last comment before I go to the other video real quick. I don't even know what this is going to say, but it says, but how can you be the man in H-Town and not know what happened? I think that's big capping. So what you basically saying is don't come to the Prince family because you cannot protect and do not know what happened. Correct? So the Prince family no longer holds weight in H-Town because they don't know what happened and couldn't stop it from happening. This is all I hear you hollering right now. Excuse me, y'all, my mouth still dry too. Noted, rappers need to quit checking in, period. If you a real street dude, you know how to move in the streets and ain't no checking in required. Hey, I'll take some calls in a minute. Let me share my screen because a person, area code 601, is calling in. The phone is not working, so let me cut this thing off right now. I'm going to X the screen out.